Earth and Sky.
Well, I think society needs to realize the importance of accurately measuring a climate system. A doctor who examines a patient needs to know, have the right tools to monitor a patient's vital signs, and it's the same thing with the climate system.
You're listening to NASA physical scientist Norman Loeb, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Loeb is principal investigator on a mission called CERES, short for Clouds and the Earth's Radiant Energy System. Dr. Loeb spoke more about the role of clouds in Earth's climate with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Loeb, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, I understand that you and other scientists study Earth's radiation budget. What is that, and why is it important to understand it?
Well, the Earth's climate is really driven by a delicate balance between how much of the sun's energy is absorbed by the Earth as visible light and how much the Earth emits to space in the form of infrared radiation. For an Earth in equilibrium, where we have a radiation balance, there's as much energy coming into the system as there is going out. And as a result, the mean global temperatures remain fairly stable. Now, if we alter climate by introducing greenhouse gases such as CO2 or methane, we alter this global radiation balance. The greenhouse gases reduce how much thermal energy the Earth emits, so that the Earth absorbs more energy than it emits to space. And in order to restore a radiation balance, the Earth must warm. So that's really the radiation budget at the top of atmosphere and the balance that's so important to climate. And if we warm the system by increasing CO2, part of that energy that goes into the system goes into warming temperatures, but then another part of it is essentially stored into the ocean. So the Earth has a sort of thermal lag associated with the oceans, and about 50% of the excess warming or the heat energy in the system goes into the oceans as storage, and the other 50% has gone into increasing global temperatures. And so this net radiation balance and how much energy is in the ocean that's stored as heat energy are intricately linked. So it's important to have a measure of that and how it's changing over time.
How do clouds fit into this picture of the radiation balance that you just described?
Well, clouds influence both parts of the radiation budget at the top of atmosphere. They influence both the visible and infrared portions. So if you increase clouds, you increase the amount of radiation from the sun that's reflected back to space. So that would reduce how much solar radiation is absorbed by the Earth. But also, clouds absorb infrared radiation from the warmer surface below and then re-emit to space at a lower temperature. So that way they reduce the amount. If you increase clouds, you would reduce the amount of infrared radiation to space. So an example of that would be, for example, we see it every day or in the wintertime at night, when you have a clear night, no clouds in the sky, temperatures tend to be a little bit cooler, whereas when you have an overcast night, you have warmer surface temperatures. So that's really the infrared role of the clouds playing. So one of the outstanding scientific questions about clouds and their role in climate is how will they respond to warming? Will a warmer climate reduce global cloud cover? Will it increase the height of clouds? Will it change the thickness of clouds? So all of these are important scientific questions that we'll need to address and understand how all of these changes will influence the radiation balance at the top of atmosphere. Because if you, for example, have a bigger effect in terms of the reflected energy by increasing clouds, that can offset some of the warming.
Tell us a little bit about some of the evidence that gives scientists a measure of certainty that clouds are indeed affecting Earth's climate. Tell us about some of that evidence, and maybe you could tell us more about the CERES instrument that you're in charge of.
Okay, well, as I said, CERES stands for the Clouds and the Earth's Radiant Energy System. The objective is to observe the Earth's radiation budget together with the clouds, and also we haven't mentioned the aerosols as well, which are also important in this issue. Observing these and other atmospheric and surface properties over several years, and preferably over several decades, enables us to improve our understanding of how the climate system is changing, and really provides invaluable resource for testing climate models that are used to simulate future climate change. So the series instruments measure radiation in three broad spectral channels: a shortwave channel, which is from 0.3 microns to 5 microns, a total channel, which is from 0.3 to 200 microns, and a window channel from 8 to 12 microns. So these measurements, together with measurements from a second instrument on the Aqua spacecraft, the MODIS instrument, which stands for the Moderate Resolution Imaging Spectroradiometer, and also measurements from geostationary satellites, which gives us temporal information, these are used together to provide a suite of cloud aerosol radiation measurements at several time and space scales that we use in our research to better understand the various processes. In terms of what evidence, in terms of the clouds and what they're doing to climate right now, we really don't have a long enough reliable global data set to say what clouds are doing to the climate system. There's a lot of natural variability in the system, and to be able to tease out a significant change in clouds and in such a short period is very difficult. So I think we have to keep measuring over long time scales and have the accuracy that's needed as well. That's the important thing.
What's the most important thing that you want people today to know about clouds and Earth's climate?
Well, I think society needs to realize the importance of accurately measuring a climate system. A doctor who examines a patient needs to have the right tools to monitor a patient's vital signs, and it's the same thing with the climate system. In fact, it's even more important. A doctor has many, many millions of records of patients' vital signs to go with a given disease, whereas we only have one Earth.
You've been listening to Norman Loeb, a physical scientist at NASA's Langley Research Center. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.